Zechadishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Penchas, Zechadishmas Daniel Shein, Abbas Yeshua Falk. Okay, welcome everybody. Couple of things. We also want to mention, I guess, if Mike Labov comes on, that again we're dedicating the Shir Le'ilei Nishmas. The father of Mike Labov just got up from Shiva, and his father, Avigdor Ben Michael. Should have a Eloi Neshama. Okay, and again, we'd like to thank the Rav for bringing us all together, even when we're not in the shul itself. And the Rav mentioned if anyone wants to donate to the shul or to the sponsor Shir, could go online in HeichalMoshe.com to help out for the shul's causes. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tonight and next week, we'll be having Shiurim in Inyanei Chanukah. Since it's already like come on Erev Chanukah now, and then next week will be in the time of Chanukah. So it's always good to have Shiurim about Chanukah. There's no end to the amount of Divrei Torah you could say about Chanukah. So we'll do that tonight, Be'ez Hashem, and Be'ez Hashem next Wednesday night as well, B'siyad D'Shmaya. Okay. So the specific topic that I want to discuss is about the differences between Hadlakas Ner Shabbos and Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. And we'll see how interesting this is. Okay. The Gemara says on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the first page, Amar Rava, Pshita li ner beso v'ner Chanukah, ner beso odif. So there is a question of having a ner for Shabbos, a Shabbos candle, or a ner for Chanukah. In other words, you have one candle, and you could either use it for Chanukah or for, there was, we're talking about, like Erev Shabbos. Like this coming Erev Shabbos. There's Chanukah and it's Erev Shabbos. So you have a choice. Ner beso v'ner Chanukah, ner beso odif, mishum sholem bayis. That the ner for Shabbos is odif because ner of the Shabbos is for sholem bayis, that you shouldn't trip. And if you trip, that could cause, problems, and people get upset when they trip, etc. So Shalom Bayis takes precedence. Near Beisu V'Kiddush Hayom, say you have money for wine for Kiddush, enough money either to spend for the wine for Kiddush, or for the Nair, for the Shabbos candle. Near Beisu Adiv Mishum Shalom Bayis. Boy Rava Ner Chanukah V'Kiddush Hayom Mahu. So you have a choice between buying a Ner Chanukah and Kiddush, wine for Kiddush. So do we say Kiddush Hayom Adiv? The Tadir, usually Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Kodem. So Kiddush is every week. Chanukah is only once in the year. So the Gemara says, that Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Persumei Nisa. That Ner Chanukah is takes precedence on Kiddush Hayom. So you have a choice between Kiddush Hayom and Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is Adif, because Persumei Nisa is considered a very high thing. So the only thing that beats out Chanukah is Ner Shabbos, because Sholem Bayis takes precedence of that. So Ner, but Ner Shabbos takes precedence to Ner Chanukah. So that means, the simple pshat, what that means is that you have a choice. You only have money for one, either for the Ner Shabbos or the Ner Chanukah, which goes first. But there's a fascinating discussion in the Rishonim, which we'll find very intriguing, in terms of, what if you have money for both? You have Ner Chanukah, and you have Ner Shabbos. So what do you light first, Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos? So we know from our practice in life, and our life experience, that we always light Ner Chanukah first. Because once you light the Ner Shabbos, it's what? It's already going to be Shabbos, and then you're not going to be able to light the Ner Chanukah, right? So in terms of the order. In other words, this discussion in the Gemara is if you only have a choice of one of them, which one takes precedence. But if you look in the Chidushei HaRamban, on page 2, is the Sharblad of the Chidushei HaRamban. And this one was put out by Rav Moshe Hirschler. Rav Moshe Hirschler was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, spent a lot of time in the Skokie Yeshiva in Chicago. And he was when he left YU, that's when Rav Schechter became Rosh Yeshiva in YU, when Rav Moshe Hirschler left. But Rav Moshe Hirschler was a tremendous gadol in Torah, and so he put out a lot of Rishonim. You know, he put annotated versions of Rishonim. So he put out one of the things he did, the Chidush Ramban. So the Chidush Ramban says on page 3, Ner Chanukah v'ner Beiso, ner Beiso Odif. So, but then look at the Chiddush now, he's going to say. Mashma li da'av lahadlik amrinah magdimim ner Beiso v'ner Chanukah. So, the Ramban Shita is, and this is not what we follow, so don't get confused here. It's not what we follow. But he says, the order of this coming Shabbos Chanukah, the Ramban Shita, again, we don't follow the Shita, but the Ramban Shita is that you light Neiros Shabbos first, and then Neiros Chanukah. That's the Ramban Shita. Because Todeh V'Sheino Todeh, Todeh Kodeh. Ah, you'll tell me, but once you light Neiros Shabbos, it's Shabbos, so how can you light Ner Chanukah? So he says, Risi Lubal Halochas Sha'omer V'Hechid Dekaboy Laduk Ner Chanukah V'Ner Shabbos B'Reishim Adik Chanukah. Yeah, Mishum Dekobol Ner Shabbos Alei. Kamu Hu Dochok Zeatam. So as the Ramban Shita is that Hadlokas Neir Shabbos has nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a preparation. No one's going to say, Chveis, you take a shower, it's Shabbos. These are preparations that we do for Shabbos. Just because we're preparing for Shabbos doesn't mean that we're making Shabbos. Right? And again, Mike Lebov, you're on? Mike? Dr. Lebov?
Yes.
Yeah, we want to wish you, on behalf of the whole Shir and community, Nechama, on the loss of your father, of Avigdor Ben Michael, and you should have a nechama. Amakom Yenachem Etzchem Besach Shar Ve'Elitzion for Yerushalayim. You know, I always Rav Yitzchak Isby used to point this out, that a lot of people have this think that if they miss the week of Shiva, they can't be Menachem Oval anymore, and that's a big mistake. That as Rav Shlomo Shulchan Aruch, Rav Isby used to point this out, that you could theoretically for losing a parent, you can be Menachem Oval the whole year. So no one should ever think, somehow he was out of town, he's busy that week, he wasn't able to call. And like the people have to say, the week went by, and no, even if the week went by and people weren't Menachem, they still could be Menachem the whole year. So that's an important thing. And Rav Warren said we should dedicate the Shir Le'iloi Nishmas of your father, Avigdor Ben Michoel. Okay, so getting back to the Ramban says that Shabbos, you light Shabbos candles before Hanukkah candles. Because he says that lighting Shabbos candles has nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos. Four lines from the bottom. He said, "Hadlochas ne'er Shabbos imidliku mibod yom, ma kibol Shabbos yesh b'kach." Ha'kidei shalom yeh torad ba'erv hu oseh, and ken hidlik ne'er shal Shabbos, lo yadlik ne'er achers, etc. He says, that's it. It's not Kabbalah Shabbos. So therefore, then the regular rule should be Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodim. And that's the Ramban Shita. In other words, you do it a little early so you'll have time. You don't wait till the last minute. Adrabah, lo mipnei. Next page, 4. Shu Shabbos u'madlik, elam neshadayin ein Shabbos madlik. Pikomer hadlaka kona shvisa. It's not Shabbos yet, so you could do malacha. So that's the Ramban Shita. And who else subscribes to the Shita? The Rashba. On page 5-6. Says the Rashba, who was a Talmud of the Ramban. So, you know, he writes the same thing. That's the same thing here on the bottom of the left column, on the last line. I did know since Shibenata Omekin, Bechi Adlik, Ner Rishon, Kabbalah, Vitzolay, Lahabik, Ner Sheni. He says, if it really was Kabbalah Shabbos, so maybe, who says that? Maybe the first candle, maybe you should only be allowed to light one candle. And who says you can light the second candle? If you say, so. So he says, Neir Shabbos has nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos, according to the Ramban and the Rashba. And therefore, if it had nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos, because if it really did, then it should become Shabbos even after the first candle. And you shouldn't be able to allow, you know, We have the minhag, we light two candles, Shomer v'Zocher. But the Pri Begadim says, Mikra Din, you have one candle. People now have this minhag, every family member, etc. So I told my wife, we're not going to do that minhag. Because I always say, the less fire, the better. So, and then her sister was very excited. Her sister was married before us and wanted to follow us as well. But I'm not trying to... But so to light one candle, I don't know anyone who really does that. So at least we'll light, because the Shomer v'Zocher, that became a stark minhag, at least to do the Shomer v'Zocher. But if a person lights one candle, you can't. He's not going against any halacha, right? One candle. But he says that technically, you want to say the Rashba says if you light a candle, it's considered Kabbalah Shabbos. Then you shouldn't be able to light a second candle.
According to these Rishonim, when did I make a bracha? Before or after? Are you listening to us?
Yeah, so, in other words, either. So let's say probably over Lasiyasan. You can make Ladlik Ner Shal Shabbos, doesn't mean, therefore, the Ner is Kabbalah Shabbos either. Because again. L'hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos means I'm doing a hachana. This is the mitzvah that Chachamim said. I should do certain things on Erev Shabbos. So one of the things they said is you light the Shabbos licht, but it has nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos.
Rabbi, isn't that because they're arguing on the Bahag?
Oh, so we'll see. So the Bahag was the one here, page 8, and then over to page 9, Halachas Gedolos. He was the one who became, his shita took over the world. In other words, even though I would venture to assume most Rishonim held like the Ramban and the Rashba. But we're so used to the idea that Neir Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos that, you know, what you used to, you think that's the norm. But really, the norm should be like the Ramban and the Rashba. Again, I'm not telling you you should change the minhag because it's so makubal that when a woman lights Shabbos licht, that she's mekabel Shabbos, that became the psak halacha of the Baal halacha, page 9. He says, Heichad the boy that look in their Chanukah and their Shabbos, this coming Friday, when Bez Hashem will light their Chanukah and their Shabbos, Pereshim madlik the Chanukah, v'hadar madlik the Shabbata. First you light Chanukah candles, like we do. And then Shabbos candles, li'adlik the Shabbos, v'reshim itzelei that look in the Chanukah. Because if you're going to light Shabbos candles first, then you're not allowed to light Chanukah. So therefore we light Chanukah first. But who said, but these other Rishonim say, but who says that's true? Who says that Ner Hashanah, even though you're saying Ladlik Ner Shabbos, that doesn't mean that it's Kabbalah Shabbos, necessarily. All it means is, I'm doing this mitzvah in honor of the forthcoming Shabbos. Doesn't mean that that's Kabbalah Shabbos. So that's the Bahag Shita, and that took over. That took over the world. The Shita of the Bahag. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, on page 10. Berv Shabbos Madlik Ner Chanukah Tchilo. Right? Vachachar Ner Shul Shabbos. Yep. So now the question is, and what if you made a mistake? What if you made a mistake? According to our minhag that we follow the Bahag. And you lit Shabbos candles first, and then Chanukah candles. So let's see what it says in the Mogen Avraham here on page 10.
What I always found interesting is the Maccabi here paskins like the Bahag, but in Hilchos Shabbos he doesn't. In Hilchos Shabbos, Svardim, they make the bracha like a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. It's over Lasiosim.
Right.
Rabbi Vadi was against, because the Kappa Chaim over there passing like Ramon.
Well, because the Rambam Shita is that you always have to make the bracha beforehand of a mitzvah. And you can, if you make it afterwards, it's a bracha of Atala. That's the Rambam Shita. So therefore...
Right, so why does the Mechaber over here pass in like the Bahag by Hilchos Shabbos? If you really hold that word, it's Kabbalah Shabbos, and you have to make the bracha after, that's the Bahag Shita. Why over here is he passing like the Bahag and Hilchos Shabbos? He doesn't. Even if it be a bracha of Atal.
Right, but that's the question, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just asking. Over here, it seems to be a steer in the Macabre, no?
Not necessarily, because if you hold, you can make a Birkas HaMitzvah after, like the Rosh Shita.
Remember, Rebbe mentioned that by Chassan's Tish.
Yeah, he remembers my Torah from the Chassan's Tish. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Happens to be it's printed also, but I'm sure he remembers it from the original.
Remember Chassan's Tish, yeah.
Right? I remember, you know it from the original. Pretty good. Yeah. So let's look in the Mogen Avraham. Uvid the Eved, says the Magen Avraham Sifkat Na'alef, Uvid the Eved im hidlik shal Shabbos v'lo kibel Shabbos machshav also. So if you were madlik Shabbos first, and you weren't makabel Shabbos, yachol lahadlik acharkach, then you can taka, you know, you can light afterwards. But he says, nirlik the isha madlekes, but by a woman, you don't say that by a woman. By a woman, the assumption is she always is Makabel Shabbos with the Hadlaka. For a man, it's not necessarily an automatic. But there was once we're in the Bahag world, we at least certainly for women, that became the Minhag. So if a woman lights candles first, came with a Minhag of Makabel Shabbos with Hadlaka, so Kibosh Kosov Simulation of Gimel, him came low Tadlak Shuv to Chanukah, so she can't light Chanukah candles. So she gets someone else to be madlik. In other words, someone else who wasn't mekabel Shabbos. She'll get someone else to be madlik. See, the situation with Stam, it's a question whether women light the Chanukah candles or not. But certainly in a situation where they're not with their husband or something like from a body point and others. So you have the minhag that the husband lights and the wife doesn't light, so then the husband will light anyway. But if but in a situation where the wife lights, or she's the wife is away from the husband and she's lighting her own candles, and then by mistake she lit the Shabbos candles, and then she hit herself and said, "What did I do? I didn't light the Hanukkah candles." So then it's too late. So she has to get someone else. And who's the someone else? A Jew or a non-Jew? Or does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
What?
It can be a Jew or a non-Jew.
In other words, Joe Helmich wants us...
Unless you're chayiv in the same mitzvah.
What?
You can never be motzi somebody unless you're chayiv in the same mitzvah.
Yeah.
So can you have a non-Jew make kiddush?
He can't have a non-Jew make kiddush. Well, I ask you a question. Can you have a non-Jew light Shabbos licht for you?
Yes, it's a Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's a kiddush based on the Magen Avraham.
What?
It's a Magen
Avraham. Wait. I want to hear what Yossi said. Wait, 1 second.
I would say that Shabbos candles have a separate din, no?
Oh, so that's what we're going to talk about.
The din, you can mechalik the din, because you say lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. You say lahadlik ner Chanukah. Why do you say, with the Nusach, that doesn't say Shel Chanukah? What's the basis for that?
No, that's Kabbalah. That's Kabbalah. I say the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. You don't say the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah?
No.
Really? No. You must be from the Arizal people.
Well.
You know why they take out the shell? Is because the Arizal took out the shell because he wanted that there should only be 13 words, Kedeged the Yud Gimel Midos. So therefore,
answer.
If you take out the shell, then you'll have 13, right?
Okay, but there's a simpler answer, is because the lighting of Hanukkah candles is the mitzvah of Hanukkah. Mashain came Shabbos, which is Shabbos anyway.
So could a guy, so the question is, could a guy light, we make a bracha, Hashem Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivano Lahadlik Ne'er Shal Shabbos. So I want to know, could a guy light Shabbos candles?
I would say no.
You would say no.
On the other hand, if a guy is lighting, if another person, a yid, is lighting Shabbos candles for a guest or something, you don't have to be mitzaref bepruta or anything like that.
Yeah. So here he says, if a woman lit Shabbos candles, in other words, we assume again like the Bahag, we don't follow the Ramban and the Rashba, even though what they say makes a lot of sense. But Minhag Yisrael was like the Bahag, especially for women. Stomach the milsa for a woman, she lights Shabbos candles, she's Makabel Shabbos. And on Shabbos Chana, this particular Shabbos, she made a mistake. She made a mistake.
Yeah.
And she lit the Shabbos candles. And obviously she was in a situation where she was planning to light Hanukkah candles. Either because her husband wasn't home, or her minig is to light even though her husband lights it, whatever the thing is. So the Magen Avraham says, so she has to get someone else. But does that mean to get a guy, or someone else means dafka yid?
No, I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah. Oh. So let's see.
Also, Rabbi, just a quick thing. With this Shulchan Aruch, it seems it's all talking about the lady. Meaning, why should it be, I can understand that by the lady, that she was Makabel Shabbos with the lift punch, that she can't light the Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. Here, the Baal is right. It's light. Why the, by a regular Shabbos, when the Isha lights, it doesn't answer the Baal from doing Malach.
Right.
Why all this here is it answering even the Baal?
No, that's why I said it. No, the Shaila could be when she's alone. She's away, and she wants to.
She's alone.
Yeah, she's alone, or she follows the Shita that everyone lights. You know, Neiros Chanukah, even a husband and a wife, you know. But if she's alone, say, and she's going to light, she had to go out of town. And he had to go out of town. So he had to go out of town. And she's home in the house, and he's away. So she's planning to light the Chanukah candles and the Shabbos candles. And she's so used to lighting the Shabbos candles. She lit the Shabbos candles, and then she said, "Oh, I didn't light the Hanukkah candles." So what do? So you get someone else to light it. But who's that someone else? That's what I want to know. Is it Dafka another Jew?
Well,
who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, or could he even be a Goy? So let's take a look on page 12 and 13. There's a Chashuv a Sefer. If you don't have it, it's a Chashuv a Sefer. Page 12, Sefer HaMinhagim. Rabbeinu Isaac Tirna. It's one of the classic Minhagim Sfarim. And you have it here, Yossi? Oh, Imre Baruch.
Just wanted to recheck the title.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, Sefer HaMinhagim, Rabbeinu Isaac of Tirna. And a lot of times it's quoted, but a lot of people don't know who it is. He just says, you know, Isa bin Minhagim. It says in the Sefer, so this is it, the Sefer HaMinhagim or Rabbeinu Isaac of Tirna. That's one of the most chashuva svarim on Minhagim. So in the Hagos HaMinhagim, in the bottom of the Sefer HaMinhagim on page 13, let's see what he says. Kosav Marash, B'shei Maran, Sheish Chuppah. So this is the Shaila. You know, in those days, people used to get married on Friday. Yeah, that was a common thing. Not in Europe. People got married on Friday. They had the chuppah on Friday, and then the meal Friday night. So this way, they had the Suda Shabbos together with the Suda Chasana, and they could save money. So what happened? So a lot of times, they make the chuppah Friday, late Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos. So the neighbors want to go and see, get the chuppah. So the question is, a woman wants to go to the chuppah, to see the chuppah. But she didn't, so sheish chuppah be'erev Shabbos, u'machrim bo arach hashkiyas hacham. So a lot of times the chuppah, you know, goes pretty late, till after shkia, till around shkia. So then she went to the chuppah, she didn't light Shabbos candles yet. Now she's going to come home. It's too late for the Shabbos candles. Shuvein l'hadlik ner Shabbos klal. You can't light. You can't. Isha she'ena rotzel l'kabel Shabbos l'vei achuppah. In other words, usually a woman, she's theoretically could be light the Shabbos candles before the chuppah. But a lot of times you feel awkward doing that. You know, like, because chuppah is a weekday activity. You don't have chuppah on Shabbos. So it's a weekday activity. So she would rather go to the chuppah, come back, and then light the candles. Even though she's not necessarily doing malacha. I don't know how she got there, except, you know, those days. You know, did she go in a wagon and they, you know, with a horse? Or I don't know. But so she didn't light Shabbos candles. And she's planning to do when she comes home. And sure enough, when she comes home, it's already too late. So what should she do, this woman? So either tadlik haner below bracha kor machuppah. So the one possibility is she could light without a bracha before the chuppah. So she's not mekabel Shabbos. V'chakech mechashecha tifros yodo al haneros v'tivarech. And then she'll cover her eyes, and then she'll make a bracha. After, when Shabbos was already chal. That's one possibility. Or, tomer legoya shetadlik achar chuppah. Or, she can tell a non-Jew, she goya. You can tell a man too, I guess. Since it's a, you know, it's interesting that he says, tell a goya. You can tell a goy. You know, it's interesting. In other words, the minig that the woman light Shabbos candles only goes on Jewish women, not on non-Jewish women. So it's interesting. He says, you tell the goya, so he gives you two possibilities. Either light the candles before you go to the chuppah, and then she'll make the bracha later, or get a non-Jew to light, and then she'll make a bracha. I mean, even though the non-Jew is lighting, you know, it's a Shabbos, it's made of shmashos, etc. So you see, beferish from this din, that that a goy could light Shabbos licht. A goy could light Shabbos licht. That's this din of the Hagos and Hagim that we're going to see the Magen Avraham quotes. So then he discusses, how could you make a bracha if it was already lit? You usually have to. So, but take a look at in the Magen Avraham here. He quotes this halacha, but people don't know. Look how the Magen Avraham quotes on page 14, Yud Aleph. Shifkat Yud Aleph. Roy should tisfali ishi b'shas ablaka shi'itim lakadosh baruch hu bottom zacharim me'irim b'tayr. Okay, that's how he starts. First, a woman should daven, she should have sons that are Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, then the last three lines. Because of Marash, so when I looked this up, I thought the Marash is his own sefer. You know? So I thought, I'll look in the Rav Shalom Minustat, is the Marash. So I thought, well, I wanted to look up the Magen Avraham inside, so I took the Marash. But lo and behold, it's not in the Marash. It's quoted from the Marash, but in the Hagos HaMinhagim in Rav Isaac Tirna Sefer. Okay? Sheish Chuppah Barav Shabbos Ma'achim Ba'ad Achar, page 14, next column. Shkiyas on the left side. Shkiyas Achama Ve'isha Ein Rotzo Lekabel Shabbos Lefnei Chuppah. So he says, Tadlik Chaneh below bracha korah machupah, and then she after shkia she'll make a bracha, and it'll be like over las yasam because, or you know, she'll cover her eyes, or oh tomer laakum lahadlik achar chupah, v'tivarech. And then he questions that, but you see the Marash held that neir Shabbos could be lit by a goy. But look what the Rambam says here on page 15. He says Ner Chanukah, shehidliko cheres shote v'katan o'akum, lo also klum. He says a cheres shote v'katan or a goy lights Chanukah licht is nothing. So it's interesting that Shabbos licht a goy could light, and Chanukah licht a goy cannot light. Interesting. So, if you look here in the Sefer Iyun HaMoedim, it's a fascinating set of Svarim. On page 18 in the bottom, he says, "Harambam Hilchas Chanukah Kosev Ner Chanukah Shadliku Goy Lo Osev Klum Ad Shadliku Mishu Chayv Behadlaka." Right. Whereas you need a Yisrael, you need some of the Chanukah candles, he has to be lit by a Yid. Even if the Jew tells the non-Jew, light the Chanukah candles, like in the case over here, that if the woman was Makabel Shabbos and she forgot to light Chanukah candles. So she should get someone else. But it doesn't say who. So he's assuming, based on the Rambam, that it's clearly can't be a goy. As the Rambam says, if a goy lights Chanukah candles, it doesn't mean anything. And even if the Balabost tells the goy to do it, it's also no good. V'ilu, page 19, Lagabi Lainer Shabbos, Kosovo Magad Avram, Rabbi Kiviger, B'Shem Aram, Shem Ishid Lohid Liga, Nere Shabbos, Ad Ben Ashmoshes, Tobel Lagoy Sheyad Lig. So that's his Kasha, V'tzarech Ian. Page 19, Maishno Ner Chanukah Miner Shabbos. T'miyacha Shagoy Einu Bar Chiyuva, he's not a Bar Chiyuva, Ein Shlichus Lagoy. So, because Ner Shabbos is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah derabbanan, Ner Shabbos. So, So what are we saying? That a guy can't lie. He's not mechuyev, and he can't make a shlichus for me. He's not mechuyev. But we see not that way. By Ner Shabbos, the Seder of the Magen Avraham, you can get a guy to light Ner Shabbos. But Ner Chanukah, not. So what's the chiluk? That's the kasha. What's the chiluk? Obviously, we prefer to a Jew lighting both of them, you understand. But it's state Magen Avraham, from this story from the Marash that's quoted in the Hagos Minhagim, in the bottom of the Sefer Abed Hagim of Rav Isaac Thirna.
Isn't it clear that there's two separate mitzvahs involved in Adlokas Ner Chanukah? The Inyan of Pirus HaMenes and the Inyan of Davek and the Kiyum of the Rabbanon of Lighting. Two separate things. The proof is that you light by Shacharis in Shul.
Yeah, you have to do a Maisa Hadlaka and then
also Pirus HaMenes. So it's separate. If they're separate, so the mitzvah, the Rabbanon of lighting, makes sense that only a person who's mechuyev is in the parsha should be able to light. But the mitzvah of Pirus HaMenes, why shouldn't a guy be able to do it for you? The point is that it should be seen by passersby or whoever.
Because it's not a Ner Chanukah. In other words,
need to be a Ner Chanukah. It needs to be a Pirus HaMenes.
But a Pirus HaMenes, all you day Ner Chanukah.
If the custodian in the shul lights the menorah before shacharis for the shul.
Well, shacharis is not the real hadlaka.
But the fact that you do it is the chasimin that there's something to it.
Okay, it's a zecher to the lighting of the menorah in the mikdash when they lit in the morning and in the afternoon, like some point out. But lemaisa. Let me ask you a question. A cotton lights, the kereshot of a cotton, it's not good, right? It's still Pirsa Manes. The cottons, if the cotton has agility and he knows how to light a fire, so his menorah and the Gadol's menorah look the same. And yet we say that's nothing. So you have a lit menorah, but it wasn't lit by a Bar Chiyuva, that's not Ne'er Chanukah. It's Eish Ba'alma. It looks the same. It looks the same, but it's not Ne'er Chanukah. It's not Ne'er Chanukah.
Could a cotton light Shabbos candles?
So could a cotton light Shabbos candles? You mean say a cotton lit the Shabbos candles? No?
It's over here, it's just the Tom Shabbos.
What?
If a guy could.
By Chanukah Licht, we say Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah.
Correct.
Similar discussion by Neiris Shabbos?
Well, yeah, I mean, Neiris Shabbos is. I mean, Neiris Shabbos. And we also hold Kafsa Eido Zokoklo by Chanukah. That if you lit Neir Chanukah and it goes out, then technically speaking, you don't have to relight it.
Right, so that's my point. So by Chanukah, the Iker of the mitzvah is the Hadlaka, but I don't know, is it possible by Shabbos, the Iker is to have the to have the light present?
Right.
So, all right, let me ask that question. Let's say you lit Shabbos candles, you aren't Makabel Shabbos, and they went out. Then you before you have to relight them?
Mistama. Mistama is a chiv to, not on Shabbos, obviously.
Right.
But, well, there are two aspects. There's the covered Shabbos, and there's the Shalom Bayis. So, what is it going to help if it goes out? So, if it's going out, then it's before Shkia, so you should relight them.
Right. So that could be the basis of the chiluk. And Chanukah, the Iker of the mitzvah is the halakha, and Shabbos, the Iker is having the light. However, it got.
Yeah. So, but why should that make a difference in terms of having a goy or not having a goy?
If the mitzvah
hadlaka, I would say then you need a hadlaka. I mean, but you have to realize by Shabbos also a mitzvah. No, if you have the halacha is if you have a ner that's lit, that was lit for not l'shem covered Shabbos. Someone put on lit something. They lit a one of these shiva neros that lasts for a week, right?
Right.
And they lit it, five days before, And they didn't light it L'Shem Shabbos. They light it as a Shiva candle. So was that good for Shabbos? No, because it wasn't lit, so you have to blow it out and relight it. Because you need a hadlaka L'Shem Shabbos.
I don't understand how it could light before the chuppah. I mean, that's an hour before. It's not a hefsek. That's how does your bracha sell the suit to that hadlaka?
Light before,
because the hadlaka is still going on.
Get it?
That's what the rabbi is saying. The gentleman is saying the bracha, the hadlaka is still going on. Is enough.
Yeah, but you have to have a hadlaka l'shem mitzvah.
I could light Shabbos candles on Tuesday.
No.
No.
It has to Shabbos. Be after Plag Mincha.
Well, yeah, I have a 7-day candle. I light it on Thursday.
No.
No, because that means that you can't do it before Plag Mincha. So it's not Nikar that it's for Shabbos if you light it before Plag Mincha. So you can't
that's
light Shabbos.
That's the bracha. I don't know about
that. So you can't light the Shabbos candles before Plag Mincha.
Even if I make the bracha later?
Right. The Sefer HaMinhagim's idea of covering your eyes and making the bracha later, is that applying to a case even before Plag Mincha? For Chasana, the Hava, I mean, it would be it's Chasana is going to take longer than Plag Mincha time.
I don't know. How long does it take to shtel a chuppah? It all depends upon how far you live from the from where the chuppah is, you know.
Obviously, the kala was the only lady at the chuppah. So the whole town.
Yeah.
All the ladies in town.
Well, so this is a very interesting question. Because we see that a goy can't light Hanukkah candles, but he can light Shabbos candles.
Do they have to be doing it with the intention of lighting Shabbos candles, or is it enough that the person asking them to do it is
asking? Yeah, no, the guy doesn't know anything about Shabbos. He never heard of Shabbos. Say he never heard of Shabbos. You tell the guy, please light the, you know, for me. The guy's intent has no bearing.
So then it has to be the intent of the person asking them, because we've established there has to be intention with the Shabbos candles by somebody, by some Jew. When it's being lit, even if it's not in the mind of the person who's physically lighting it. So if you ask a katan to light the Shabbos candles for you,
So a katan, the only thing with a katan is that he can't do it after Shabbos starts.
Oh, right.
Because you're not allowed to tell a katan to do melacha for you.
But before Shabbos, you can ask the katan to do it for you, presumably, as long as you are being, you know, have the intention to be the kind of mitzvah.
Yes. Say a woman. In other words, she's busy. She doesn't want to light. And there's, and she's asking her 9-year-old son to do it. So would that work?
Maybe.
If a guy could do it, he could even do it after Shkia, because he's a guy. Or if, say, a woman, you know, it's hard for her. She has a non-Jewish woman who works in the house, and she's busy. She says, oh, do me a favor, you know, could you light the candles for me? So obviously we never do this for Chathila, but the question is, what's the Ikar HaDin? Is it good or no good? So you see from the Mogen Avraham, from this Marash, that it's good. The Chiddush of Marash is you can even do it after, you know, after Shkia. But to do it before Shkia, Zman Hadlaka, certainly should be good. So why isn't it good for Chanukah? Why isn't it good for Chanukah? So let's see what he says here on page 19. Teretz. It says, Shekirei l'kayim mitzvah ner Shabbos ein tzorech lasos maisa hadlaka. You see, you don't need a maisa hadlaka on Shabbos. So, but that doesn't mean that if you had the 7-day candle that was lit that's also no good, because Lamaisa, you could say, so I don't need a Maisa Hadlaka. I lit on Tuesday, so it should be good. So he says no.
If I put it on a timer to light.
Yeah, put it on a timer to light. And it lights, it goes on 10 minutes before, as I set the timer already Friday morning. And, you know, way before Plag. And I put it on a timer, and it's going to go on. So he says, it's good. Because you have to, Kevin Shekol Ika HaMitzah Eina B'Hadlokas HaNer El Masha Mechabed Es HaShabbos. So he has to orchestrate a situation where a new candle comes about because of Shabbos. A new fire comes out for covered Shabbos. Even though he didn't do the Maisa Hadlaka. But he was goyrim it to happen. Either it's like a grama. He tells it when a goy tells you, you tell a goy to do something. So that's a grama from your perspective. Because he doesn't have to, it's even, probably even less than a grama. He doesn't have to listen. But since you told him he did it, that's enough. You created the scenario that'll be lit. And since in your mind, you want to do it for covered Shabbos, even though the guy never heard of Shabbos, but you orchestrated the situation, even though you didn't do a Maisa. One second. Even if it's a Maisa Kof Ba'alma, you get the monkey. You know, you orchestrated that. But it was your doing. Even though you never did a Maisa. Because you need a Maisa Hadlaka. So therefore, if you don't do a Maisa, then it's not good. But Shabbos, you don't need a Maisa Hadlaka. You just need to have caused it to happen. So therefore, if a Jew gets a goy to light Neiros Chanukah, it means nothing. It's meaningless. But if a Jew gets a goy to light Neiros Shabbos, that's good, because he was goyrim it to happen.
Now, what's the difference? What's the reason for that difference? Or how, you know, why is it learned out that way?
Because Hadlaka is a mitzvah, it says Rashi, Dumya de Mikdash, it comes from the mitzvah menorah, and that's a mitzvah, so you have to do a Maisa mitzvah. Shabbos is more about the result oriented. In other words, we have a special candle that's this way we won't trip and we'll mechabed the Shabbos, etc. It's more result oriented. But then you can say if it's result oriented, then I don't know, I could use the something that was lit the 7 day candle, even it was lit before Plag Mincha. So the answer is, it's result oriented, but it still has to have been done L'Kovet Shabbos, or you were the one who put things into motion. That it should, in other words, it can't be that it was just happened by itself. If you set the Shabbos clock, at least, and the lights go on L'Kovet Shabbos, even though you did it before, but then the lights went on, so it could be that would be okay, because for Maisa, you don't have to, for Shabbos, it's result-oriented. Did I cause a nair to go on for Shabbos? Either I can do it myself, or I can get a guy to do it, or someone else to do it, or a chimpanzee to do it. But Neiros Chanukah is a mitzvah, a Maisa, just like I have to put on tefillin, I have to have a Maisa tefillin, I have to take lulav, I have to do a maisa. So Ner Chanukah, you have to do a maisa. And if you're going to get a guy to do it, since he's not, even though you're making him a shliach, but he's not mitzvah, so there's no shlichas. So that's the word of why there's a difference between Ner Chanukah and Neiros Shabbos. This distinction between having required to do a Maisa and it's interesting and just being goyrim a situation to happen. That's what the Rebbe Akiva Eiger asked the Kasha on this Magen Avraham, if you take a look. Look in the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, let's see. Yeah, the Magen Avraham on page 14. Three lines from the bottom, in the Chidusha Hagos Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the bottom left. Three lines from the bottom. So he's shtelling on the Magen Avraham that says you can get a guy to do it. If she comes home from the chuppah and shkia time, she can't light it, she get a guy. He says, He says there's no shlichus for the guy. So how does it work? The answer is, based on what we saw before, that you don't need shlichus. What shlichus means, I need shlichus, so his action is considered my action. So by Chanukah licht, you need shlichus. Because I need that I view that I did it. The question of Rabbi Holtz was about that, maybe not, but, you know, Poskim say you'd have shlichus. And then his doing it is like I did it. But by Neres Shabbos, you don't need shlichus, because I don't have to do the maisa. I have to just have orchestrated that it happens, that it goes on the covered Shabbos after a plag mincha. And if I do that, then I. But Neres Chanukah, you have to do a maisa. It's a maisa mitzvah. Vice and mitzvah. Even though Shabbos you also have to do, you can't be pre-existing flame from before, but it's not a technical maisa the same way as what you could do it through grandma, you could do it through a guy, and even though the guy is not my shlich, because saying shlichus la'akum, and he's not chayiv in the mitzvah. So what does it help that a guy is going to do it? That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. If you give Eger's kasha, what does it help that I'm going to get a goy? A goy's not chayev, and goy can't be my shliach. So what does it help that you got a goy? That's why we give Eger's kasha. So that's what some say, based on this yisod over here, that you orchestrated a situation, even though it's not a technical maisa, that maybe you don't need a technical maisa, because it's... Chanukah is also result oriented, but Shabbos is even more result oriented than Chanukah. Because Chanukah also has the more of aspect of the Maisa, do me the Maisa Mikdash, that you have to do a Maisa Hadlaka. Hadlaka also a mitzvah. But Shabbos is more the result oriented, but there has to be, it's not totally result oriented, because there has to be something from your part. So as long as you put things in motion, and it goes on before, after Plag Mincha, so that's sufficient. So these are fascinating things. So just to review what we said. We saw first the Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Rashba on one hand, and the Bahag on the other hand. What do you light first? Near Shabbos and near Chanukah. And the Ramban and Rashba says you light near Shabbos first. Tadir Shedot Tadir. The Bahag says, no, you can't do that because then you mekabel Shabbos and then you can't do melacha. But that's only because the Bahag assumes that Chavlokas there is Kabbalah Shabbos. Most Rishonim never heard of that. And then we discussed the difference in the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham with the person who went to the Chuppah could either... She could either light the candles before and make the bracha later, or she could not light the candles before and come home and have a guy light the candles. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, well, how is that? It's no shlichus for a guy, not a bar chiyuva. So that's what we saw over here, that there's a difference between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. The Ner Chanukah needs a maisa, so then it has to be shlichus. And if you can't be a shliach, it's no good. Near Shabbos doesn't need shlichus because It doesn't have to be my maisa. It has to be that I did something to intervene, to orchestrate the situation where the lights would go off, etc.
Rabbi, just two quick things. If, let's say in the summer, it's very common in the Davening Minhag, Erev Shabbos, by plug. So what do you do? Let's say you're a man and you're going to shul, you're Davening Minhag plug. So what do you do with all of his neighbors? Could you light?
So either light you light. You only go to shul after plug. If there's no lady who's going to light,
even if you're lighting the coverage, because there's Rabbi Kivega that if you light even before a plug, as long as it's for Shabbos, it's nicker. It's for Shabbos, it's fine. Mr. Brewer.
Yeah. The Kashuk Lover has a tshuva like that. The Kashuk Lover has a tshuva that they printed a calendar, and they wrote the wrong zman for plug. So everyone's going to be lighting too early, the candles. So did they have to throw away the calendars and reprint? I think the Kashuk Lover was Mekel.
Based on your
Rabbi Kivega. Yeah. And then the question is, why could a goy light near Shabbos and can't light near Hanukkah? So that's the answer he gives in the Sefer in Hamoadim, that the difference is, one is there's a chiyuv maisa, so then if there's no shlichus, it's no good. And the other one is not a chiyuv maisa. It doesn't mean that it's a nothing, but it's not a technical chiyuv maisa.
That teretz is not against the Namukhe Yosef, but Rabbi always quotes in Baba Tama, that why isn't it a chiyuv Shabbos every time you write? Because your maisa goes into Shabbos. So here it's a maisa. He's assuming that the original hadlaka was a mice, and it continues on Shabbos as more mice. So why is that not a problem?
At the end, he answers that the mice was only the initial hadlaka that you did originally. That's why it's mutter.
Yes, he's assuming it's a mice. That's what I'm saying. He's assuming the original hadlaka was a mice.
But then he says, but that's the question. The answer is that the mice is only when he lit it.
Right, no, but the initial lighting was a maisa's, isn't he?
Yeah, but he answers that. That was his havamina. You're working with the havamina, I'm working with the maskud.
I do.
So our minig is built on the mahad?
Yeah. We're mahad people. Klal Yisrael became mahad, especially for women. For men, then it's not necessarily that 100%, and then it's not Stoma de Milsa that he...
So why shouldn't be Mahada that the woman should light candles and then the husband should light the menorah?
Oh, so you're asking, well, how come we don't say the women should light Ner Shabbos and the man should light the menorah? Because when the man is lighting the menorah, he's lighting on her behalf. And if she is not able to be part of the hadlaka because she was Shabbos, then it could be a question whether she was Yotze in near Hanukkah. Something to think about. Okay, we're going to say. So this is.
He doesn't have a chiyuv of near Hanukkah, right?
What?
He doesn't have a chiyuv of near Hanukkah, though.
Who?
The woman who's lit. He's lighting Neri Shabeso.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to light as well. So what's the problem?
No, but the woman has to... She has a chiv hadlaka also. She has a chiv hadlaka also. Woman of a chayiv and there is Hanukkah. The question is, how does it work? So that depends upon how you understand what the mahadran is, etc. But the maisa, we're afraid if you do such a thing, it'll come to be a kilkul. That then the men will start, when a wife went away, the men will start to light the candles, Shabbos candles, and then light the Hanukkah. Even though the men is more kal. But the mice, I think we're choishish for takala that'll come out of this. Okay, Rabbi. So I wish everyone a good Shabbos and a good Hanukkah, and we should do it in the right order. We should follow the Minhag Yisrael of the Bahag, and you always have to give yourself time. Shabbos Hanukkah is like a very pressured time. It's one of the earliest Shabbosim in the year, and you got to get everything done before you go to shul. And if you you don't want to have any you don't want to be mechallel Shabbos as you're being mekayim Neres Chanukah. Okay, so you should all have a wonderful Chanukah, a freilich Chanukah, a lustig Chanukah, and then Be'ez Hashem next week it'll still be Chanukah. Be'ez Hashem. This Shabbos is my bar mitzvah Shabbos. The Hainu. It was Shabbos only Parshas Vayeshev. You know, they're very rare that they have a Shabbos Chanukah only Vayeshev. It's like every 19 years or something like that. It's very rare for that to happen. It's either Miketz or Miketz and Vayeshev. But to have one Shabbos Chanukah to only be Vayeshev, I had it, and one of my Talmidim, like 19 years later, he had it. And now again this year, it comes out like that as well, to have that one Shabbos Chanukah only being Vayeshev. So, okay. So we should all be well and all have a Freilich and Shabbos and Chanukah. And we should, the lights of Chanukah should light up our lives in a good way.
Amen. Freilich and Chanukah.
Thank you so much. Freilich and
Chanukah, good
clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Leva. Thank you, Rebbe. Dr. Leva, Hamakam Yenachem Eskem. I think I missed it.
Okay, you can still say it next week again.